I'm here with Harry Clark on this, the fourth day of April, 09.
I'm Harry Clark at Clark's Good Clothes, second generation. Dad started the business about 1914 in Bristow, Oklahoma. Had stores in the small oil towns, Slick, Stroud, Drumright, Cushing, and then bought the store in Tulsa in 1929. I was 1 year old when we moved to Tulsa.
State your age and birth date.
December 16, 1928. I was 80 in December. 80th birthday last December. Still doing fine. Jogged 2 miles this morning. Good Lord willing, I'll be here a long time.
And you're in good shape, too.
Oh, yeah. And I'm still selling real estate around the lake. Believe in staying active.
Okay, so in 1929, he came to Tulsa.
And the main reason there, they were doing well in Bristow, but Louis Grant was the head of Home Federal, savings and loan. Louis had moved from Bristow to Tulsa, and they just kept after Dad to move over here. So finally, storefront came available. It was Cruz Kelly at 317 South Main in downtown Tulsa. Cruz Kelly there was the father of Ira Cruz that had Cruz Lumber Company for so many years down on, I believe it was 2nd Street. I've still got the original bill of sale. $18,000 is what he paid.
So your dad bought it from Cruz Kelly.
Cruz Kelly was two people, and they ran the store. Kelly worked for us a long time after.
So Cruz is one person.
Cruz and Kelly, those were the two partners in the business that he bought.
So they already had a clothing store.
There was a clothing store there. They weren't doing too well.
So your father, his name again was?
Harry Clark.
So you're junior.
Well, I'm really not. Dad was Walter Harry Clark, and I'm Harry Alfred Clark. Dad didn't like Walter, so he went by Harry, and so when I came along, I didn't like my nickname, so I became Harry Jr.
So you bought the clothing store, Cruz Kelly, and then revitalized the business.
Yes. He came in and went to work on it, built it, really built the business. Madge, my sister, came into the business a little ahead of me. She went to TU and worked in the business. We both grew up in it. Every Saturday, I was down in the stockroom, wiping boxes, helping mark merchandise. So you kind of come by it naturally. Madge was the artist, the talent there, and later was my partner and ran the promotional end of the business.
And clothes were for all ages?
Yeah. Well, originally we were men's, women's, and then we had boys' department. And then in 61, we were having a tough time because we didn't have a suburban store. Utica had opened in 51.
Utica Square.
Utica Square. The first group of stores had opened there, and we were not there. And in 61, a furniture store and another store were going out of business. King Dixon was the furniture store. He was an early pioneer furniture merchant. He always kind of liked me, and King called me and said, you need that store. And we did. So we did a lease and opened in November of 61.
And that location?
And the location we had in Utica Square for all those years. And later, we got the corner, which was, I think, called the Sportsman, was a sporting goods store. That's where we put the men's store.
Then you had your downtown store?
Kept the downtown store.
And Utica Square?
Opened Utica Square. Southland was supposed to open in 62, I think. And it didn't. It was 65 before it opened. And that, of course, was the big store, the main store.
So then you had three stores going?
Three stores.
How long were you able to have three stores?
Well, I see Woodland came along. Some along in there, we'd open a store in Joplin, and then we ended up opening two in Oklahoma City.
How many stores did you have at one time?
Seven. A couple too many. When they built them all at Joplin, we got a chance to get in there. Joplin at that time was really growing and booming. And then later it hit a slow patch. We had a chance to get out of Joplin, and we did.
So you had three stores when Woodland Hills came about.
Yeah. Three stores and going very strong in Tulsa. The downtown was going down, but Utica and Southland were both very strong. Both did about the same performance in square footage sales. Utica was more women's than it was men's, just because of the configuration of the store. Southland was really the balanced store. Our business was about 65% women's and girls and 45% men's and boys.
When you went to high school, you were the best-dressed guy in school, weren't
you? No, I went to a military school.
Really?
Yeah. During the war, it looked like we were going to be in there a while. So I think Dad and Mom figured that I would have a better chance if I had a better military education. Western Military Academy, all in Illinois. That's where I went to high school.
All 4 years?
Yeah. Really was up there 5 years. And it paid off well because what I learned there really helped keep me alive in Korea. I missed World War II, but spent 13 months in Korea. I was there, read the ceasefire to my command, July 27th of 53, if I remember right.
What was your job?
I was a second lieutenant. I was the supply platoon leader for the 2nd Division.
You were a commissioned officer because of your high school military?
College. I had a commission out of high school in the Illinois National Guard. But then I spent a year in New York going to school, in retail school, then went over to Stillwater and finished up and was in advanced ROTC. So I had a commission coming out of there. And the pattern was, is shortly after you graduate, they'd take you into the service and they would send you for 4 months to school. They sent me to Fort Lee, Virginia. Then they would send you close to home for 4 months, Fort Sill, Oklahoma, and then off to Korea.
What year was that?
I got there in February of 53, and then I think the ceasefire was July 27th of that same year. And then I got out of there in March of 4, came back into the business. You got a readjustment coming out of that and back in, but Madge was there. She was doing the promotion. She wasn't running the promotions yet, but she was there. In 57, Dad had a pretty serious heart attack, and ready or not, Madge and I had to pretty much take over.
How old would you have been about that time?
28, I guess.
When your father had the heart attack at 57?
Yeah. Now, he was still there, but we kind of picked up the reins along in there.
You had this single store downtown?
Single store downtown.